The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
The largest Protestant denomination in the world is finishing up their annual meeting in Birmingham. And yesterday and last evening, the messengers, as they are called, the pastors and lay people who attend are called messengers, passed some important amendments that I think you'll want to know about and caused some controversy within the Southern Baptist Convention. But personally, I think they're good. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I started to say, you know, I appreciate what's happening in the Southern Baptist Convention, but I'm not a part of it. Well, that was what I've said through most of my life, but for the last 15-plus years, Joy and I have been a member of a Southern Baptist church here in our community. And grateful to be so. For many years before that, I was pastor of an independent Baptist church, not affiliated with any convention or denomination. We loosely fellowshiped with a group of churches, but not officially a member of any convention, denomination, or whatever. But for the last several years, we have been members of the Southern Baptist Church, but since that's been a small portion of my life, I don't have a problem with it. I just have a problem remembering, I guess I am a Southern Baptist now. So anyway, I have been very interested, though, in the Southern Baptist Convention because I have appreciated so much the rise from the ashes back in the 60s and the 70s. If you're old enough to remember and follow these things, the Southern Baptist Convention had drifted far, far, far to the left. They had become more and more progressive. Now, please remember, when the liberals use a word, the actual definition is the opposite of what they say it is. So the progressives are not progressing at all. They're regressing. But they call themselves a progressive. They call themselves the new evangelicals. They had all kinds of names for themselves. But they were liberals. And they were in charge of the Southern Baptist Convention, the late 60s, early 70s. I mean, they were large and in charge. They had taken control of the Southern Baptist Convention from the Bible believers. I remember very, very well an internal survey done at the Southern Baptist Convention Seminary down in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was in the mid-60s, and it was shocking. Well over 50% of the faculty at the Southern Baptist Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, denied the virgin birth, the bodily resurrection, the blood atonement. I mean, you name it. You could name almost any fundamental doctrine of Scripture. And over half of the faculty said, we don't believe that. And they certainly did not believe in the inerrancy or the infallibility of Scripture. Well, that has changed. Under the leadership of Dr. Al Mohler, who, when he became the president of Southern Baptist Seminary in Louisville, was the youngest seminary president in Southern Baptist history, he cleaned house. And I don't believe there is even one professor at Southern Baptist Seminary today that does not believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, the infallibility of Scripture, the bodily resurrection, the virgin birth of Christ, and so on and so forth. Well, that resurgence is so unique because we have watched the mainline Protestant denominational churches, all of them, we have seen them drift farther and farther and farther and farther to the left. And the farther they drift to the left, the more they decline in membership, number of churches, church size, the income, anything that is measurable has declined now for anywhere from 40 to over 60 years for the mainline Protestant denominations. And none of them have come back from liberalism. None of them. And it looks like probably none of them will. The Southern Baptists, however, had a group of men who were solid Bible believers. We're talking again the mid, late 60s, early 70s, mid 70s. They were a group of fine, godly men who got together, had a meeting, and said, how did this happen? These schools that we founded, our people founded, our ancestors founded, this denomination that once stood on the authority of Scripture has now been taken over by a bunch of liberals. And in that meeting, they said, we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to wage war. And they literally declared war, not physically, but spiritually. They declared war on the liberals. Paige Patterson, W.A. Criswell, Bailey Smith, Jerry Vines, Judge Pressler from down in Texas, and a whole host of others just put together a strategy of out-and-out warfare against those who deny Scripture. They named them as enemies of the gospel. Now, today, so many people, oh, my goodness, you can't do that. And the mainline Protestant denominations, one of the major reasons why they have continued to drift farther and farther to the left, the conservatives within those denominations have said, well, you know, we can't call names. We got to be kind. We need to get together and dialogue. Well, those dialogues have not worked. And calling people names depends on what name you call them. A nasty, dirty name, of course not. But calling a liberal. Calling an apostate. Calling a Bible denier, a Bible denier, is simply telling the truth. And so they declared war, and they won. They won. It's so unique, so unusual. For if you study the history of churches, the history of denominations, once a denomination drifts far to the left and becomes apostate, they don't come back. Southern Baptist Convention did. And that's why I, even for the many, many years that I was not a part of a Southern Baptist church, I had enormous respect for those men who fought the fight over the authority of Scripture, the integrity of Scripture, exposed the liberals, exposed the apostates for who and what they were, and said, you don't belong in our seminaries. Our seminaries were founded to teach the inerrancy of Scripture. You deny the inerrancy of Scripture. You don't belong here. And one way or another, you're going to leave. So anyway, pardon me for that long, long, long introduction, but that's why I've had such great honor for the Southern Baptists. Now, in many ways, they're fighting for their life. They've got some problems that they're dealing with, sexual abuse problem. That was uncovered by a couple of Texas newspapers a few months ago. That was a bombshell among the Southern Baptists. There is the continuing fight between the Calvinists and the Arminians, the hyper-Calvinists. There has been the fight over how do we do evangelism and so forth. So they have some battles. But I think that this convention in Birmingham indicates they've got problems. Who doesn't? But I think this meeting in Birmingham indicates they are still very strong and in most ways are moving in the right direction. Now that I've given you all of that background and introduction, I'll get to what transpired yesterday in Birmingham. And somebody said, well, I'm not a Southern Baptist. Why should I care? The largest Protestant denomination in America, you should care. What the Southern Baptists do impacts almost all of the conservative groups in America. So even if you're not Southern Baptist, you should be concerned. So anyway, when we come back, I'll give you more of the details about what happened in Birmingham for the 2019 Southern Baptist Convention annual meeting. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I just apologize for the long, long, long introduction to this story about the Southern Baptist Convention's meeting in Birmingham. And allow me just one more moment of introduction. If you're not familiar with how the Southern Baptist Convention works, with Methodists, Lutherans, Presbyterians, often the denomination handles almost everything in the local church. The local church does not have a say in who they get as a pastor. The denomination appoints a pastor, moves a pastor. The local congregation can't buy a building or buy property without the approval of the denomination and so on and so forth. It depends on the denomination, but most of the mainline Protestant denominations, the denomination holds great authority over the local church. That is not true with the Southern Baptist Convention. Every church in the Southern Baptist Convention is completely autonomous. The convention does not install a pastor, remove a pastor. The denomination does not tell a church when and where they can build a building or buy property. Each church is autonomous. They have their own board, deacons, elders, trustees, whatever. They have their own board, their own governance. They are associated with the Southern Baptist Convention in a voluntary manner. Now, as a result of that, they can support common missionaries through the cooperative program of the Southern Baptist Convention. Individual churches can send money to the cooperative program. That money goes out to missionaries all over the world. There is retirement benefits that are available for pastors who are affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention. There's an annuity program that you can get involved in. There are financial things that are available to a new church through the convention and so forth. But for the most part, each individual church is autonomous, and they are a part of the Southern Baptist Convention on a voluntary basis. It's important for you to understand that as we get into this story. Here is the headline. Southern Baptist messengers vote to expel churches over racial discrimination and mishandling of sexual abuse. Here's the story. Messengers at the Southern Baptist Convention overwhelmingly voted on Tuesday to expel churches accused of racial discrimination and mishandling cases of sexual abuse. Now, wait a minute. If each church is autonomous, how can the convention kick a church out? Well, that was part of the debate at the convention. There were many people that were saying this amendment impeded, interfered with the autonomy of local churches. I don't agree with that at all. I don't at all. It is a voluntary association on behalf of the church and the convention. What this constitutional amendment, by the way, that was passed overwhelmingly by the messengers, it simply says that the convention, if they find out that a church that is associated with the Southern Baptist Convention is involved in discrimination based on race, color of skin, ethnicity, if a church is involved in discrimination, the denomination can say, bye-bye. You are no longer associated with us. In other words, the voluntary association would be terminated by the convention. Likewise, an individual church. An individual church in the Southern Baptist Convention could say, you know what? We don't want to be a part of the Southern Baptist Convention. We're leaving. They can leave. No problem. Nobody says you can't leave because, your building belongs to us, like happens in Presbyterian Church, Lutheran churches all the time. It is voluntary. So the convention is saying we don't want churches affiliated with the convention that discriminate, that are bigoted racially. Plus, if the church is found to approve of sexual abuse, if it is found that a church covered up sexual abuse, a pastor, a youth pastor was involved in sexual abuse with an adult, a teenager, a child, or whatever, and that church was involved in a cover-up, they didn't turn that person over to authorities, that church could be expelled from the association with the convention. The way they phrase it is they would, quote, not be in friendly cooperation with the convention. In other words, they would say, bye-bye. I think this is a good, good move. It does not erase the autonomy of local churches. It does not. It just simply says, if you want to be identified with us Southern Baptists, we want you to know we will not tolerate bigotry, discrimination, and we will not tolerate sexual abuse of any kind. Ronnie Floyd, past president of the convention, he is now president of the executive committee, said, I believe this is a very significant moment in the history of the Southern Baptist Convention, and I believe that every one of us needs to thank God for this moment. May the world know that the Southern Baptist Convention stands against all forms of sexual abuse. May the world know that this convention of churches, 47,000 churches plus a few thousand congregations, just under 52,000 churches, has given a clear signal not only about what we believe about sexual abuse, but we also stand against all ethnic discrimination in the United States and around the world. That's a good move. In other words, when it was discovered that there was a problem of sexual abuse in the denomination, they have taken decisive action. They have demanded that if a church is associated with the Southern Baptist Convention, all sexual abuse will be immediately reported to police, to authorities. And if not, they will not be a part of the Southern Baptist Convention. Good for them. Good move.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.